agenda, and then we'll be taking a break after that, or we'll be proposing to take a break after that. So let's see what we can do here. Agenda item number 9 is PR 2019-1983, preliminary final plat SD 2020-206 for Head Start Enterprises at 600 Montagna Road Northeast. And this is also with Mr. Archuleta.
Yes.
Go ahead and present your application.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board. This is a request for a lot consolidation. There's an existing commercial activity, Car Crafters, that's on the property. And they're looking for the lot consolidation just to clean things up interior-wise for the purposes of potentially doing some additions to the business itself without having to deal with the interior lot. So in conjunction with this, we're here for comments. Thank you.
Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item number 9 on Montaño Boulevard? Seeing none, no one, let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Hello, Derek. Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. Were the locations of the on-site public water and sewer lines confirmed with New Mexico One call as previously requested?
Madam Chair, Chris, yes, they were, and everything is good as listed in the plat.
Okay, great. Chris Cadena with Water Authority. Can you please just add another label to the existing public water line and the public water sewer easement along the north-south alignment near the southwest corner? It's different. It's difficult to follow the existing easement after it changes direction near the Alameda lateral. So if you could just help clear that up, that'd be great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Chris.
And Mr. Cadena, that could be delegated to you, correct?
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, absolutely.
Sure. Okay. Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement reviewed this request and has no objections or comments at this time.
Parks and Recreation.
Thank you.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. We have that Montaño would require street trees if new development met applicability in IDO section 56B. And this property is adjacent to MRGCD Alameda lateral, which shows a potential unpaved trail. However, the application does not show anything that would require any of these to be met. So we have no objection.
Thank you.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. We have no objection.
Thanks, Ernest.
Transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. For any future development, a site plan through DRB or a traffic circulation layout shall be required. Transportation has no objection.
Thank you.
Planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Staff has no objections to the plat. They have all the required signatures. We just need a copy of the DXF file approval email from AGIS.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jay.
You're welcome.
Okay. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the preliminary final plat application. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize the delegation and the time needed.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority. I'll approve with delegation for the slight modification to the easement or relabeling of the easement. Thank you.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. I approve.
Just 1 second. Could you just repeat the delegation? Mr. Cadena, you were just cutting off a little bit.
Yes, Chris Cadena, Water Authority. I approve with delegation for the applicant to add an additional label to the waterline easement. And I'll defer to Derek as to what that he feels that that would take. Thank you.
Okay, and sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Garcia, go ahead.
All right. Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with delegation for the AGIS DXF file. There is a consensus vote to approve item 9, PR 2019-1983, preliminary final plat SD 2020-206, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to Water Authority and Planning for 8 weeks to address the items just stated. All right, this would be a great time to take a break. Is there a motion to recess until 11:10?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I move to recess to 11:10.
This is Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation. I second the motion.
Please vote.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armyhill, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to go into recess until 11:10. We usually come back right on time, and we will be starting with item number 10 on our agenda and working our way through there, and hopefully all the way through 19. So please go ahead and mute yourself and stop your video so you can have privacy during the break. Thank you so much. And everyone can stay on the call. We'll just be back at 11:10 sharp.